All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Walters, and joining me is Chris Unholy Jesus.
Happy Halloween, people.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's your captain, the Slip King, Bobby Lee. And joining me today, we got the one and only Bob Ross, straight from the PBS channel.
Yes, for viewers like you.
Man, I remember watching Bob Ross doing paintings, doing this little dab, making these perfect trees. I was like, holy shit, how's he doing this so easily, you know?
Then he scrapes the paint off with a scraper. Oh,
dude, that was beautiful.
It was like some ASMR heaven for me. I love
hearing it carve on that canvas.
Yes, on the canvas.
I'm like, holy shit, he just made another tree trunk.
It used to put me to sleep all the time.
Was it because it was boring or was it soothing?
Soothing. No, I love it. I love Bob Ross.
Now we're going to add these happy little trees in the back. Dab. Put a little tree trunk on that.
At the last minute, like, I watched the show so much, I remember there was a part of the series where he had like a tiny little squirrel that got injured in his backyard. And throughout every episode, he was nursing it back to health. He would always show the squirrel. What? And eventually he got big. Eventually the squirrel got big and he like, let it free. But it's like, if you watch the show, you grow the squirrel too. It's amazing.
At the last minute,
I was like,
But yeah, Bob Ross is a good ass dude. Like, he reminds me of, what's his name? The other guy he likes to put on his coat on. It is a beautiful day.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers, yes.
Oh, yeah, he gave off that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I thought about getting like a little tiny squirrel. That was like the last minute.
Yeah. All right, So today's episode, we're going to be talking about our first topic. We're going to be talking about spirit photography from the 1920s. And I got like some pictures for you guys to see. Like, this is about like a British guy named Arthur like Doyle. And he came in as an investigator in a seance as a photographer. And then he started catching like a lot of crazy ass shit. Ooh. And I got some pictures because this shit for the 1920s, you know, they don't have like Photoshop back then. So I don't know what the hell they were doing to get to capture these styles of photos. And we're going to show you that later. Mm-hmm. And then I got like some story about Goldie Hawn. She encountered like some extraterrestrial entity, you know, Goldie Hawn from she's from a TV show called Private Benjamin. Death Becomes Her. And I don't know. I guess she was a.
No, she's big. She's a big actor. She was in a lot of shit.
She was in a lot of shit, yeah.
Yeah, I know she is.
Yeah, I don't want to, like. Yeah, she's in a lot of shit. Yeah, I know. Yep.
Gotcha.
All right. And then, I got some other stories. Chris, you got any stories before we start?
I got two UFO stories. Well, one might be a goblin or UFO. I'll let y'all decide. But
I like both. That sounds good to me.
I got one story where this family gets in a shootout with UFOs back in the 50s. They get into an actual shootout. I got another one that back in the 70s, a group of teenagers throughout the town, within like several hours in a small town, everyone kept seeing this one UFO traveling throughout the area. But different people all had the same story. Oh. But it all started at different times at the same night. So that's it. And I might have like another story after that. But I got two separate stories about that. And some people think they're kind of connected. So
it sounds like it might be connected.
Yeah.
All right, before we start, I got a joke I want to tell. I think I told this story before. Maybe episode 17. Let's see if Chris knows his joke. Chris, what do you call somebody getting their ass ate out on a plane? They're getting the ass ate out, like, yum, 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 on a plane.
Dum, dum.
Yeah.
On a plane. Shit.
Okay, what do you call it? Regular. Like, you're eating somebody's ass out. Regular. On a bed.
Okay. Tossing salad?
Yeah.
Tossing salad.
So what would you call eating somebody's ass on a plane?
Mile high tossing. I don't know.
Skyrim.
I feel like I've heard this joke before.
I told it before.
yep, it's coming back to me.
Skyrim. Okay, so what do you call it when somebody get their ass ate out, like on the ocean?
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. See, Chris knows. That's good. I'm glad you remembered that.
Catching up.
Yeah, because like Judy, our intern, she was listening to episode number 17. And she was like, you had this one joke. And then she told the joke. And then even I forgot. I was like, I don't know what you call somebody getting their ass out. She was like, Skyrim. I was like, holy shit. That's fucking gold. That is a golden joke.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, it was, I think, a Reddit joke or some shit. Come on, Skyrim.
That sounds like some Reddit shit.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of joke time. Let's get into spirit photography in the 1920s. All right, so in 1923, a British author named Conan Doyle arrived at Winnipeg to give a public lecture for the proof of immortality. Excuse me. As a part of a 40-city North American tour that attracted, you know, a lot of people. So this dude Doyle, he was like a photographer. He went through like a lot of shit dealing with like the paranormal. He took a lot of pictures and then he started to believe like, holy shit, that paranormal shit, that it's real. So with all like the pictures that he took, he went on the tour, 40-city tour, to show all the people like, hey, these are my findings of like weird paranormal stuff caught on camera. You know, stuff that's not been tinkered with. This is 1920s. What kind of tools or whatever, what software were you using to fake this shit, right? That's why, like in the 1920s, it's harder to fake shit. So when you show images of you having, like, you know, some weird-ass paranormal activity happening,
yeah,
it's hard to explain it unless, like, they were doing something, like, while they were taking a picture. Like, they were doing, like, weird shit with the ectoplasm.
Right. Shit. All right, back then when people fake shit, they would just lie.
There's
no evidence. They just lied. There ain't no pictures.
Yeah, they're like, my dick's big. Yeah, they could just say that shit.
Maybe.
All right. All right, so Doyle, the guy that was doing all the photography, he is known as the writer who created Sherlock Holmes. Back in the day, he's the writer that created Sherlock Holmes. So this guy is like a big deal. So like when he came across like this paranormal stuff, he started writing about this stuff. But then he started going to these seances to experience whatever is going on, you know, at that time, like with all the paranormal stuff, because he wanted to see for himself. Like this guy is a writer. Like if he made like the Sherlock Holmes shit, and you know how deep the Sherlock Holmes stuff is. Like, it's very detailed and, like, all this investigation stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is, like the real deal. So, like, he wanted to investigate this paranormal thing, right? So, he went to this guy named Hamilton. Hamilton is, like, he's a physician. Like, and his wife is, like, a nurse. So, like, they were all, like, I guess they all had, like professional practice. They're not just like any normal people, but then they started like dabbling in like the paranormal stuff with seances to show like people like, hey, there's like another side, like we want to show you. And then if Doyle wanted to come see this shit, Doyle, which was the writer, like, hey, they invited him to, like, dude, come to Winnipeg, we're gonna show you this shit. So they started doing the seance with Hamilton and Doyle, and then next thing you know, Doyle, he saw like a table like levitating, like through like some type of force or shit. Like the table like just literally like went up and then got like, I guess, tossed across the room. And they got images of like this table. I got a picture of it. The table one. I mean, like, you can't like really tell, but like in this image right here, this is an image that was taken in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Up the table, like lifting up, and then looked like it got like tossed across, like the people that were sitting there.
Yeah, like the ghost guy.
Yeah. Like, so, that photo, it does look crazy, right? But you got to think, that photo, like in the 1920s, I don't think they were faking that. I think that was like a legit photo of a table being like levitated and then like chucked across the room and shit. Because, man, at a time like this, I don't know. Like,
I could see like the photographer himself. If anybody's faking it, it would be the people that own that house or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, the photographer himself was probably like, hey, I just showed up. He probably didn't. If it was fake, if whether it was real or not, the photographer, I guarantee you, probably had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. But now, like, as far as
that might be another story, but.
Yeah, the guy was really shocked. He was like, holy shit, like, did this table just lift up, you know?
Right.
Like, because he's just a writer. He came in on just, like, an invitation just to see. And then, like, you know, he got caught off guard when he saw a table lifting up, and it's like, holy shit, like, maybe this paranormal shit is real, you know?
This is real!
Yeah, like some type of psychic force, you know, that's happening. Yeah, and he took a lot of pictures of that. And then, like, another thing, like, they were doing, like, they actually took a picture of Doyle when he was going through, like, some type of, like, a seance, right? But he was going through some type of process where you can actually see, like, what they call ectoplasm coming out of his mouth. Like, shit coming out of his mouth. Like, this, like, in this image right here is a picture of Doyle manifesting some type of fucking ectoplasm. This is taken in 1932.
Yes.
It looks crazy. Like, I don't know if that's, like, a tissue paper, like, with people's images on it, but...
Or smoke or something.
Yeah, but if you guys can check out our replay for the YouTube video, like, you guys can go back and look at that, because for all the audio listeners, like, come back and check out that photo. But that photo shows, like, ectoplasm coming out of his nose and showing, like, images of, like, different, like, faces in the ectoplasm. Almost like an album. Like a photo album in the ectoplasm. Taken in the 1930s, which is crazy. Because the image does look crazy. I don't know.
It looked like a bunch of souls are in an ectoplasm, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like back then in the 1930s, like how would they accomplish like a photo like that, if you think about it?
Yeah.
That looks crazy. Because like today, of course, with all our technology and all this high-tech software, we can do that easily and make it look way more real. I'm not saying, like, that photo is not real, but, like, the way it looks like, it looks very complicated at that time. If you think about 1930s, like, you would have to do a lot of weird shit, like, get a whole bunch of cotton balls, right?
Yeah.
And then get, like, photos and put it in the cotton balls to put the image of the face.
This shit would cost so much money. That's, like, how they say with the... While some people say with the moon landing not being real,
right.
It's like it would have cost more money to actually film the moon landing in the basement than it would be to send people on the mission. So it's like it doesn't make sense to fake something that would cost that much.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. If you believe in the moon landing type stuff and you agree with the argument that, man, it would cost too much to actually film the moon landing, that's insane. Like, Bates might be one of the things like that'd be too expensive to even shoot to put together, like.
Yeah. When you put that in perspective, like, it wouldn't make sense for you to even fake, like, a photo like that. Like, for what? I don't think Hamilton was, like, rolling in money after that image, you know?
Hamilton was like, yo, they invited me. He's like, they invited me there.
Yeah, okay. It's like, show the next image of the wife that experienced, like, the same ectoplasmic whatever. Okay, this is the wife.
Oh.
This was a seance that held by Canadian physician Thomas Glenbrick Hamilton and his wife that attracted visits from British Arthur Donald Connell Doyle. Yeah, so this is his wife like going through this shit, like stuff that's like, coming out of the mouth. And then, like, if you think about it, right, there's movies that have like this shit happening. I don't know if it was like The Conjuring or one... Oh, no, not that picture.
Oh, shit.
go back.
Horrifying.
We're not ready.
Hang on.
One day.
It's all good.
But, all right, so damn, I'm so like, I'm off the tracks right now.
No. So you say it's like a movie that had like the smoke.
Oh yeah, movies, right? Yeah. So like, I think like the movies that had that where it, like shit was flying out the mouth. I think it was that movie. It starts with C. Like, what was it?
It might have been Conjuring. Conjuring,
right?
Yeah.
Where they had like the people, they're doing a seance, and then like all this like white stuff was coming out of their mouths and stuff. Yeah. And then like other movies that had this thing with the exoplasm was like was Ghostbusters. Remember they talk about exoplasm?
Yeah,
hey, Peekaboo, what's up, dude? Who? I swear to God, I had a dream about Peekaboo last night. Peekaboo, I swear to God. Up? Yeah. And then he shows up on the stream today.
Got a big
I swear, hey, dude, this dude was in my dream last night. That shit was crazy.
Welcome back, Peekaboo. It's
been that shit was so crazy. The dude was in my dream last night out of all the nights. And then he shows up the day after. The universe is crazy.
On Halloween, too, bro.
Dude, on Halloween. Come on, man. Hair in my eyes. But yeah, those are like Peekaboo say he's in everybody's dream. Yeah, you were really in my dream, dude. Damn, that shit's crazy. I'll tell you in real life. But he was there.
No, it was so with the smoke thing. I think it's like a Conjuring movie. We show like black smoke going to somebody's mouth. Another show I saw like Supernatural, the TV show Supernatural.
Oh yeah.
They show like how when demons enter people's body. It's always like smoke, like how angels enter people's bodies is always through like, for one, angels have to ask for your permission. Like, hey, like, can I use you as a vessel for this holy war? And most people that accept it are like religious people, like, yes, please, let me join this holy war with you. And the angels turn like this bright, like blinding light and enter their body. Where demons has always been like, they don't ask permission, they just jump in you, and then it's like always like a smoke form, and it's like forcing itself in like down their throat, and that's how they take over. So it might be like.
Would that be considered like forced rape by spirits?
I think it's a violation because the angels ask.
It's definitely a violation. Like
the angels also dicks too in the show. The angels are not good guys either. They pretty bad too. They just do things differently.
Well, like the term angel, like it's like a broad term, you know. Like
it is, right?
Yeah, like angel, what, good angel, bad angel, like.
All right.
The angel, it could actually be you the whole time.
Could be us.
In the future, trying to guide yourself. Like, oh, you're looking down at yourself like, look at this motherfucker doing the same shit again. And then I try to save his life. And he gonna call me an angel, but I'm actually him in the future. So they're like, going through like, you know, they're going through their own turmoil like at the same time. They're like, motherfucker, is this is how I am?
Like the angel in the future is actually your like in modern like right now is your conscience. You think you hear your conscience?
Yeah, it's your
don't do it.
It's your subconscious. It's actually it's actually you.
Yes, telling you don't do it.
It's you the whole time.
Trying to give yourself advice. They've already been through it.
Well, what do you think, intern? What do you think about that?
I wasn't paying attention.
Damn. Intern sounds busted. Intern needs a Red Bull or something.
What am I paying you for?
Why are you paying me?
Get take some beers back. All right, well, so like that's basically like that story that I was telling you guys about the people in the 1920s taking photographs of people in seances, like having like ectoplasm coming out of their mouths and stuff. Like, what the hell is all this shit coming out of my mouth? And this was photos that was taken in the 1930s. What's crazy now, right? Hamilton has been doing like scientific research on this whole thing with taking photographs of the paranormal. Mm-hmm. Like as a scientific project, right? So the whole scientific community dismissed this whole thing. And they took his project and said it was like an art project now. So now like all the images is put in like, like in a museum, like for art, like contemporary art. How do you say that?
Yeah, you got contemporary.
Contemporary art. I think we got some trick-or-treaters. Oh, we got some trick-or-treaters.
Oh.
Damn, I hope they don't take all the good candy. But,
You have, like, just a take one sign up?
Nah, I was going to make a sign. But like this art exhibit, right? It's called the exhibit for it's called the Undead Archive, 100 years of photographing ghosts. And it's held at the University of Winnipeg. So they got like a whole little, I would say it's like a shrine, but they have like a little exhibit for all these images, for all the photographs that was taken in the last 100 years of supposedly with the quotation marks of like the paranormal activity of ghosts or whatever that's caught on camera, which they completely dismiss the scientific research of the dude Hamilton, saying like, oh yeah, your research is shit. We're just going to call your photos artwork.
Yeah, trying to discredit it. That's what it sounds like.
I'm like, dude, if that dude, if he's dead right now, he'd be doing a 360 in his grave right now.
Pretty sure he's dead.
He's disturbing earthworms right now.
Because he's spinning so much.
Because he's spinning so much. He's so pissed off. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I'm not trying to go all way off topic, but have y'all seen the movie, before I forget, Talk to Me?
Dude, I heard about that movie. Joe Rogan said this is like this one of the scariest movies to watch.
Man, best horror movie of the year. I saw what me and Melissa like watched it like two nights ago, I think it was.
If Chris say it's the best movie of the year, because I heard Joe Rogan, he made a post saying like, he's like, I usually don't like watch scary movies, but this movie, Talk to Me, was one of the scariest movies or whatever. And then like when he said that, I read out the comments like, how much did they pay you, Joe, to say this? They didn't pay him shit.
I'm pretty like, well, because the two guys that did it were like, they used to be YouTubers, and I watched them back in the day. They had some funny skits, but it was like really violent, but comedy at the same time. Oh. But they're twin brothers. This is like their directorial debut, but they with this movie, like it didn't scare me, but after I got done watching it, if I was a child, I wouldn't have been able to go to sleep that night. That movie is kind of disturbing.
Oh, shit.
As far as, like, body possessions and, like, man,
It's the movie where they talk to a hand, right?
Yeah, you have to grab it.
You got to grab the hand. They'd be like, hey.
And you say, like, talk to me. And then, like, some random dead person will pop up in front of you, but only you can see it. Damn. And, like, I guess teenagers were, like, going around and doing, like, house parties and all this other stuff.
Sounds like a psychedelic trip.
Yeah, you said, like, talk to me, and then I always keep forgetting the phrase that you tell the ghost when you see them. It's like, take me, or let me take you in, or whatever the phrase is. But once you say that, the ghost is able to jump into your body, and then you have 90 seconds. Anything longer than 90 seconds is permanent damage, and they get stuck in your body. So it's like, But people have been like, these teenagers are using, like, a party trick to get, like, almost like a high type of feeling. Like, I want to get possessed for, like, a little bit, and then.
That's crazy.
It's basically like playing a Ouija board on steroids. That's the best way.
That sounds like a Ouija board on steroids. We got Bob in the house.
Bob.
We got Bob in the house and Peekaboo in the house. Let's go.
Oh, but yeah, that was it for that little story. All this possession stuff made me think of it.
Hey, look at Judy's costume. Look at Judy. Who's Judy? Hey. We got Chung Lee, yeah. Bobby Lee, and Bob Ross. Let's go.
Bobby Ross.
Look, see, Bob, dude, Bob, I already know. Remember I told you that story? Bob, she went to Vegas, I think last week or a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then she got to do the Bob Ross experience, and she got to paint, you know, Bob Ross paintings.
Yes, it's dope.
That's wild, huh?
You know they even had
Vegas. Hey, send your painting.
Send me your painting. Mills. I just want to shout out. Is it in Vegas?
Yeah, it was in Vegas, TwitchCon.
It's on that TwitchCon. Okay.
Yeah, you were there, like, the same weekend they were there.
The same time. I was leaving. I was actually heading out of Vegas.
You were there at the same time. That was crazy. If I would have known, I told Bob, hey, go visit Chris. He's there too.
Yeah, I caught all that TwitchCon traffic too. Shit.
Bob says she looks good. You talking about Chung Lee?
Yeah.
Talking about Chung Lee? Yo, Chung Lee has a goal story. Oh, on camera.
Stop.
Chung Lee has a ghost story.
Come on, please.
That we have to tell. That we have to tell here live.
We'll give you Twitch. A little bit more time.
Right?
Give a little bit more time.
Right. I'm going to take a quick bathroom break, and then we come back. And Chris, you got a really good ghost story, right?
Like a UFO, possibly demon story. I don't know.
That sounds crazy. Let's go.
It was never confirmed, but.
Okay. We're going to do a dab, dab, dab. Just go. Be right back, guys. And we're back. Well, Bob Ross, what scary stories you got for us tonight? Let me hear it. Right.
Got this one scary story. It's called the Kelly Hopkinsville incident or encounter.
Okay.
Very strange story, and it's actually considered by UFOologists as like one of like the most profound UFO encounters so far to date. If the story's true, I agree, because this shit gets crazy. But it's basically about this family. Actually, the story starts off with this family. They actually pop up at this police station in their town. And they go to the cops telling them, like, hey, we got some UFOs. Like, hey, cops, because they got to the police station. And it was, like, 5 adults and 2 kids, so 7 of them all together. They go to the police station and they explain, like, hey, we just got to a shootout at our house. And we shot our house up and we shot everything. We got attacked at our house by aliens.
Damn.
And so the cops like, okay, aliens out there, huh? Yeah, it's like, hey, we just got into a shootout with aliens. Shit got crazy. We need help. So the police wound up going over to the house along with, I think the United States Air Force too sent some like police out there as well, and they sent some other investigators to the farm where the house where the incident happened, and they found like bullet holes, shell casings all over the place.
Holy shit! And they had a shootout.
Yeah, they actually like bullet holes all over the place. They tore that place to shreds. Damn. There's some stories that said that it wasn't as many showcasing the bullet holes as the family claims they shot, but regardless, the place got shot up though. And so their story goes as this: the mother of the household was sleeping in bed and she wakes up to like somebody like looking in her window. She just saw like yellow eyes. That's all
damn,
she saw.
Damn, dude, that's so scary.
Just looking through a window, looking right at her. So she starts tripping out and screams for everybody in the house. Everybody tools up. Everybody's like, let's go. And as soon as, like, I don't know if it was, like, the son or the father, one of the men of the household walked outside onto the porch, and as soon as he walked outside, something, hit, like, right above, like, the overhang of the porch,
yeah,
a hand reached down and grabbed him by the hair.
Holy shit! Like,
grabbed him by the hair, and started yanking his hair. Jesus and that's Christ. When all hell broke loose. That's wild. That's when they started shooting everything.
Come on.
That's when they just started shooting up the whole place. And then from their accounts of what happened, they were saying, like, the creatures that they were shooting at were, like, jumping around in the trees. And they said they would shoot them, and every time they get hit by, like, bullets, they would float down to the ground like a feather. Mm-hmm. And when they land, they would just start running again. But
well, what are they made of?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Because some of the people that's trying to dispute the story are trying to say, like, it was owls. It was long-horned owls or whatever that species is called that likes to fly around. And, like, and like to float that down to the ground, like some like the owl that's like the horned owl. They say like that's what the skeptics are saying. Like, oh, I was like an owl you got shot at because it was like because this happened.
An owl,
yeah, you know they went the most
like
woo-woo. Basic
woo woo,
which owls and UFOs are kind of connected in some kind of weird way. You
dude,
know,
that's like the crazy thing about. Owls and UFOs, they have like this weird like connection, dude. It's like I think the owls, they might be like, you know, like the Amazon ring shit.
Like for maybe they communicate through the owls.
Yeah, like they are the connection like between like spirit world and real life world. And the owls are like the surveillance.
Speaking of surveillance, you know like some owls' face are like encaved and like their fur comes out like fur. Their feathers come out farther because when sound comes at them, their face is like a satellite dish. So it's able to absorb all that. So it's kind of like, it's like weird communication shit they got. That's weird. Yo, man.
Yeah, owls are so weird. Bob says like, owls are like spirit animals. She says owl are my spirit animal. Okay. But there's like this video that I sent to Bob where it shows like how owls fly, right? And you know, like if like they send like other birds like a hawk or a pigeon, whatever, flying across like the camera, and they could pick up like sound like through like a microphone, right? But then when they let an owl fly across, when the eye flew across, the microphone didn't pick up no sound at all.
Yeah, you remember sending me that. Yeah, they're quiet. Yeah. They do like stealth. Yeah, machines.
Super stealth mode. So there's like another footage of like the owls like flying through like the sky where they catch it, right? And then they blew like a whole bunch of bubbles, right? They're trying to see like what kind of shit happens like when they fly. So when like the owl like flew, right? If you look like under like the wings of the owl, it's like a little vortex that happens underneath like their wing that's happening when they're flying through the air. So they create like a little vortex like through the sky. Yeah, through like where they're flying, like every flap they make, it creates a vortex underneath their wings. Damn. And it's all caught on camera. And they're like, what the fuck are these? Like, how are these owls flying like that?
Yeah.
Like a damn... So,
is that...
Like a sacred creature that's actually not even supposed to be here. But they're so majestic, you know?
Like alien-like, man. You ever seen an owl turn his head backwards? Man, owls don't make sense, man.
Dude.
Owls don't make sense.
They're like built like alien people.
And I was like, So, like, that's why, like, a lot of the skeptics who came at this family, you know, telling me, you know, dude, you guys are lying, or it was just an owl, you guys mistook it for, like, some kind of alien. Even with the fact that they were saying it was probably just owls, I was still like, well, owls are sketch, too, so, I mean, y'all ain't really proving y'all point to me.
Yeah.
But they're saying, like, so the family was, like, shooting outside their house at these entities, these aliens, because they swear it was aliens. The way they described it, they were like small, maybe like 3 feet tall, big yellow eyes and kind of like pointy ears. They said it was more like built like simians, like monkey, like more like monkey type, but also had like the body of like a the head of a gray. And they said like the way the body was shaped, of course, looked like the body wasn't built to support the ginormous head either. So the family would say when they were shooting at these aliens, when they would hit them in a tree, they would come floating down. And when they land on the ground, they would start running again. But he said when the bullets would hit them, it sounded like they were hitting tin. Like, tink, tink, like almost metallic.
But they would drop after they get hit?
They would get hit. They said they would, like, slowly float to the ground, land, and then start running again. It's a weird shit, yeah.
So they would get hit, right? Ting. They land ting, on the ground, and then they just take off running.
Yeah, but they would fall slight, like, just, like, they would float down to the ground after they got hit, and then run. And so... Yeah, they basically battled these aliens for 4 hours.
Battling them for 4 hours?
They had to shoot out with these aliens for 4 hours,
Jesus
man.
Christ. That's crazy.
And of course, they had no bodies and no nothing. But they also said, like, they saw a UFO craft come down and drop them off.
Boy.
But also, at the same time that night, there was a meteor shower going on. And I would have said, like, yeah, we heard a couple shots, but, like, neighbors... Said they did hear shots go off, but they didn't really, like, they said it, like, it wasn't as many shots as the family is saying they shot. This is, like, the rest were, like, fireworks somewhere, but, yeah, but that night was, like, a meteor shower, too, so that's why some people say, like, that UFO you saw was actually probably, like, a meteor, not a ship, whatever. So, yeah, the family like,
What do you think for the whole story?
I believe some truth behind it. Because the owl shit don't work. Because I'm like, okay, if it was owls, where's the owls at? Because they said they shot them. Whatever you think it is, they shot something, and it ain't dead. So, I ain't like no owl expert, but I imagine if you start busting shots, ain't no bird gonna stick around for that shit, owl or not. Like, you know?
Yeah, like ain't nobody sticking around for that.
No, man, everybody's out.
Once you start shooting, I don't care if you're owl, alien.
You out.
Yeah, you're gonna leave the area. Like
you're gonna grab people's hair and like
yeah, like I'm not welcome here, but I'm gonna grab that weave off your head. Like yoink, like I'm out. And you're bald.
You're like my hair.
This is my hair.
But yeah, so because like they were saying like it was a great horned owl. That's what the experts were saying. The experts.
I don't know about these experts. Like these are probably Google search experts. You know,
right?
Like, come on, we could be experts too. Like anything.
Anybody can be it.
Yeah, let's get a ChatGPT on the line. Everybody's an expert. Everybody's a doctor now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we about to give out prescriptions.
since we're all experts all of a sudden.
Because everybody's an expert now. It's crazy.
Everybody got their degree off the internet.
WebMD, so yeah. Let's go. Oh, my head hurts.
You're dying. That's WebMD.
Okay, let me call up Billy Waters, a.k.a. Bobby Lee. We'll get diagnosed. Oh, yeah, take Excedrin? Okay, we didn't listen to the doctor. All right, next story.
Save some money.
A 77-year-old Goldie Hawn, she has an encounter with an extraterrestrial entity. So, you know, like, she's like an actress, right? She worked in Hollywood. There was one night where she said in the sky, like, hey, like, show me something. Like, if there's like an entity or something, show me something. I want to believe, you know, like, if there's anything out there. And she said that. And then I think like weeks later, she actually got like an encounter where they actually came down. And they're like, hey, we out here. What's good, you know? And she saw that, and she witnessed like a extraterrestrial, like, you know, like, entity that visited her, like, in real life. And she saw all this shit. She was like, holy shit. This is a actress, by the way. Like, so, like, you know, she has, like, I guess, credentials or whatever. Like, you know, like, she still has, like a background that she has to make her image look good. That's why they have, like, a publicist or whatever. What they call that? The PR manager. Make sure they don't say, like, stuff that's, like, too crazy. But she experienced something that's so crazy to where she actually conjured, like, these people, right? These entities. And then they actually showed up in her life, like, weeks later. Mm-hmm. And now she's talking about these things that she saw, like, at, like, a press conference and stuff. Talking about, like, she actually saw, like, entities from the other side. And they told her all this shit with the cosmics and stuff. And she actually, like, felt them. Like, she touched them, dude. Like,
yeah, man.
Hey, give me your arm.
Give me touch.
She touched the arm with the alien, dude.
She felt, like, the skin and everything.
Felt the whole skin, and she was like, damn. It feels nice.
So smooth.
Yeah, it's like okay. Aliens got, like, their skin care, you know.
Exfoliated.
Yeah. Like, to the max. Like, their skins were exfoliated to the max, where she felt all that shit. She was like, holy shit. Like, this alien stuff is real. She's like, I can't believe it. All you have to do is ask, and then they show up.
Is it in here?
And then she's like, okay.
No, what's that? Oh, what's that? Ah, the dude that you and me and a couple of the other friends back in the day used to be Prophet Yahweh.
Prophet Yahweh.
Yeah, remember he's like summoning them down and like.
That dude like, was crazy.
He's like, boop.
Yeah, that shit was. Yeah, it was wild. Ebum's World, though.
Ebum's World. Oh, man. Oh, that's a throwback.
Yeah, so like with Prophet Yahweh, right? He called up like the news people in Las Vegas. Yeah. He's like, hey, come follow me. I'm going to show you some shit. I can summon UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude, he calls up like the news station, right? They came to him at a park, and then he started doing these things with his hands, like summoning like a UFO, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, long story short, this dude was summoning like UFOs in the sky to where, like, the news station was like, what the fuck? Like, this dude is actually doing it. And this was the time before drones, before anybody had drones or anything. So right. This dude was actually summoning, I don't know if he's summoning shit, but there's stuff in the sky that they recorded on the news. This was on the news, and the news is like, holy shit. But the crazy thing is, like, Prophet Yahweh, he made like a prophecy, right, or some shit. He was saying, like, on this date, July something, there's gonna be a UFO invasion. And this is where the credibility got all diminished. Because he announced that the date with all that stuff was going to happen, right? And then the date came and nothing happened. They're like, oh, Prophet Yahweh, you're a false prophet.
You suck.
Yeah, you suck. And you, the fucking... The, I feel bad for him because, like, I think he was summoning, like, these aliens at that time. Like, for the news people, and I was like, all right, we out here. We out here. We're doing our thing. But then, like, he gave us, like, a false date, right? And then no aliens show up at Vegas. They're like, oh, Prophet Yahweh, you. Hey, yeah, they played you like a fiddle. Like, if that was a thing, right? Let's say you did have the power to conjure that shit, right? But then, like, when it came down to it, like, nothing happened. So then, like, that's like egg in your face. But then, like, the people behind us, like, haha, look at this silly man. Like,
idiot.
So stupid right now.
You can't even get it up.
Put your arms down. Put your arms back down. Like, we're not coming. But we see you live.
I mean, you folks caught wind. Like, are you trying to make a profit? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you trying to make a profit? Anyway. No, profit and profit.
Yeah, right?
Two different spellings.
Two different, right? Two different meanings.
Like, what's really going on? Yeah, that's wild.
Legendary Prophet Yahweh, man. I think he's dead now.
Yeah.
I think Prophet Yahweh was dead. Or he went back to the mothership. I don't know. He ain't here no more, though.
Yeah. He's probably dead, or he got kidnapped or something.
Took him home. No, they took him home.
Yeah, but that's the story with Goldie Hawn.
Man, Goldie Hawn. I didn't know she's on that shit.
Yeah, they're all on that shit. All the celebrities. Like, they're going through some shit where they're like, hey, I know there's like paranormal shit happening, and now they're trying to find answers. What's all the noise? They're trying to find like all the answers.
Right.
Yeah.
All the answers. Hey, I get it, man. Goldie Hawn been around for a minute too. She probably just like, I got no time to be, I ain't acting no more. Let me venture off and do some other things and stumble across something weird. Cause like, she already did her time. So you know, ain't nobody really trying to hold her back from speaking now.
Yeah, like she's coming like the end of her life, so she's like, dude, if I want to talk some weird shit, let me talk about some weird shit, you know? Because
I've been holding this in.
Yeah, cause when you go through like an experience like that, you would want to tell like the people closest to you about it, hoping that either they support you or they believe you, like in a little bit, like a little piece that they believe a little bit, so you know you're not like crazy or full crazy.
Yeah.
Because when you go through stuff like that, it's one of those things like, okay, you found like a treasure and you want to share it with other people.
Yeah, it's
like, you don't know how to share it because you'd be like, oh shit, maybe they might take this shit wrong.
Right?
Yeah, because you're like, oh shit, it's like, I know what's on the other side. Let me show you what's on the other side. Like, nah, fam. That's scary. No, and you're crazy.
Right? I'd be scared to tell somebody because the world is so quick to want to call you crazy. I just kept it to myself, to be honest.
Yeah, sometimes I tell myself, like, hey, why you talk like that?
You gonna scare some people.
Yeah, I look in the mirror, I'm like, hey, slow down.
Stop
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're scaring me. All right, we're gonna take a little break, and then we come back. I got another story for you guys.
All right. So does Judy. Yeah. All right. So, have you ever heard of the Dover Demon? The Dover. Yeah. So like. This is great. They rolling in. yeah, man. Get to eat that candy, kids. I know. So, like, the Dover Demon. So, like, but when I was looking up for stories for this episode tonight, I came across the story first, and then I went back and heard about the family in the Kelly Hopkinsville incident when aliens attacked, you know, that family. So the Kelly Hopkinsville incident happened back in like 1955. This story takes place 20 years later on April 21st, 1977 in a small town called Dover. Now Dover is like maybe like roughly like 15 miles outside of like downtown Boston in Massachusetts. And on that night, this kid named William Bartlett was like a 17-year-old kid. He was the first person to see this creature that everyone wound up calling like the Dover Demon. as him and like two friends were like driving like on this road. Actually, him and three friends were in a car. They was driving down this road at night on this spot called Farm Street, and it was like after 10 o'clock, right? Around that time, while he was driving, now none of his friends in the car, from my understanding, none of his friends in the car saw this, but while he was driving, he saw like this little small like gray creature.
A gray creature?
Like a gray creature, yes.
Like an alien, basically.
Like a gray, yeah. And so this gray was crawling on this rock wall, but it was a rock wall. It was a wall. It was like one of them like low waist high walls you see on the off the side of the road sometimes. That's built out of like rocks. It's not like bricks. It's just like rocks they put together and made like a wall.
Yeah.
And this gray, while he was driving, he sees out the corner of his eye this gray climbing on these rocks, and he sees like the yellow eyes. When he tells his friends about it, the creature kind of just scurries up the rocks and goes to the other side of the wall. And they claim like, and I think the friends, some of the friends may have saw something, but they didn't get as good of a description as the main kid that was driving. And so that was like the first encounter of this like this Dover demon. Because then throughout the course of like, I think a couple of nights, different people at different locations kept seeing the same creature around the same area. And it was like around a water source too, which make like a lot of skeptics wonder like, hey, if this is a gray, do they need water to survive? Because all the sightings of this creature all happened around the same area, but it was like a 2-mile stretch. Because all the eyewitnesses that saw this creature in this town, when people actually started like getting down all the information of the direction of travel this creature was going, from based on where the eyewitnesses were seeing it at, and the next one saw that, and the next one saw that, the creature was going straight for like 2 miles through the town. And it's never been seen again ever since that night. But the people and eyewitnesses that saw it all had like different accounts, different stories. People don't know each other, but they all saw it like in the same exact area, but they don't know each other. It's all like this. So when they got questioned, all the stories start collaborating with each other, saying like, hey, it was a small gray creature with like yellow eyes, except for one of the eyewitnesses said the eyes weren't yellow, it was blue. But the fact that she said blue makes me believe even more, because why would she say anything different? Maybe like the eyes changed color, maybe it was a different one. Who knows? Now, some of like the conspiracies that was going around about the Dover incident was that some people think like, okay, maybe like a goblin. Some people saying like, because they say the way the body was shaped, it was more like one of them small monkeys, but with like a ginormous head and yellow eyes. And they said like it had like really long fingers, like tendrils, almost like kind of like almost kind of like what you see like with octopus, like with the long like legs. The fingers were kind of like that, just like really long.
Oh shit!
But all gray, big.
So would it be like similar to looking like the Lord of the Rings character,
Gollum?
Gollum
could be like that, like but the like body with the
long
body
fingers.
Yeah.
You know?
And so, so this creature, while I'm going through the town, it's never been seen again. But I guess a lot of people would still like go there to go look out for it to see if this creature shows up.
So maybe like he fucked up one night, right? And then he forgot the schedule, like the humans. And then he just went in there at the wrong time, wrong place. And he just got caught up. And it's like, holy shit, my bad. I forgot the schedule.
Yeah. Some of the theories I've seen. Right. And some of the theories I've seen floating around. And I had this theory before I even saw someone else's theory that agreed with what I was like thinking, but what I had thought of originally was like, hey, what if it was a UFO that got lost? Like, well, he got dumped off the ship, he just got dropped off in that town, and he left him. Like,
that's very possible, dude.
They kicked his ass out, and he got stuck. He's like, oh shit,
they're like, my bad, dog, my bad, we're out.
Sorry, oh,
shit. Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah, or like somebody saying like, I saw one theory. That was my theory. It's like he got dumped off there, or he got lost, and he's like, "Oh shit, I gotta get out of this town." So that's why he ran like 2 miles straight in direction. Like,
yeah.
But it made sense. Like, if you're lost, stay close to water because you get thirsty. Like, that's big alien thinking. You know, that's
dude. I think any entities, whatever you're traveling from here to Geronimus, Jupiter, Saturn, you're gonna need some water.
Everything needs water, man.
Yeah, dude. I think water might be like the building. It's like the base of building like a structure of like life, right? You need water, right?
A lot of scientists say like the building blocks of all life is water. So like that's why when scientists are like with NASA and stuff, or when they get like satellite like photos of planets having like water sources, they're like, oh shit, we may not be able to see it with our own eyes, but that means life is building right now in that water. We can't see it yet, but yeah, everything always starts from the water. Even if you believe in evolution, even we did.
Mm-hmm.
We all came from the water.
Wait, so, was I talking about like another story about like a photographer that caught like a poltergeist? But this was like, it was based in like the 1970s, the 1980s.
Nuts. We talked about a ghost photography story before, but I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, this is like a different story, but it's like based like in 70s, 80s, where a guy, he was like a photographer, and he went to like this house, you know, like as a regular photographer, but he wanted to capture, you know, some paranormal shit. Like if there was real paranormal shit that he would capture at this house. Because like this lady at this house, she was saying like, her kids, they were like, something happened to her kids. Like their kids were like, what do you call it when ghosts go in them?
What ghosts go into what?
Judy, like, what do you call it when ghosts go into like kids?
Ew, okay.
Possession? What?
Poltergeist? Possession. Like a possession. Yeah. Okay, so like a possession, like what happened, like with these kids, right? And this dude is a normal photographer. Like, I think he does like photography like for a magazine. This is back like in the 70s and shit. And then he actually was in like this house where this lady, she said her kids is going to like some demonic possession. And then he went there for himself and he started taking pictures of like these kids, right? But when he was taking pictures of these kids, they were doing like some fucking weird ass shit to where like they were like levitating in the room. And then stuff in the room was being thrown around like a physical force, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is, like, his compelling photo that I saw, like, that was published to the public, when I saw it, it just looks like a white girl just jumping off of, like, the floor of her room.
Yeah.
But this photo, he was saying, like, dude, this girl was, like, she was he was saying she was levitating like off the floor, like stuff that's being thrown across the room. But he managed to get like an image of her like actually in levitation form. But when I saw it before you show it, when I saw like the photo, okay, she showed it. It looks like she's just jumping in her room.
Off top.
Right. Do you see this photo, Chris?
Yeah, no, I see it. I see the white socks and everything, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like she's just jumping in the room, right?
Yo, you see the kid screaming in the bed?
Yeah, and the kid in the bed like, what the fuck is going on?
Shit, Sally!
And yeah, like, there's like a lot of shit like going on in the photo, but this dude, like, he swears to God, like, hey, I was just here taking a photo, and I saw this girl, like, fucking levitating, and he saw all these shit moving around in the room, and he's thinking, like, there's only, like, two people in the room. How is she able to do all this shit? Like, to fake what? To make money? Like, did she fake all, like, she, like, she set up all these traps for him? This is, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like the kids, I got the kids' reaction, too. They screaming out, lungs out. You can tell, so I'm like, yeah, they.
Yeah, and then, like, on top of that, he was a guest in their house. Like, did they set up all these little booby traps, whatever these sounds that come, these sounds to happen, or whatever in the room? And, like, I think it's real, dude.
Oh yeah, look. Hey, look. She, the girl, look like she's screaming. They don't even look at it. It's like a contraption up there, you know, to yank her ass up.
Yeah,
because if she's being pulled up, her shoulders be like, you know, more pulled up than something, you know. She jumping. I mean, that could look like a jump. Let me look at that. Oh, actually, I thought I had a picture up. I'm tripping. I'm sorry. Let me pull up this picture again. Oh, appreciate it.
There it is.
Yeah, she's like somebody's like trying to kidnap her, but invisible.
It does look crazy, but it does look like she's jumping at the same time. But like imagine if that was real, right? Like my gut instinct, I believe that was a real photo of her doing God just knows what. Whatever they do, like, he took a picture of, like, he didn't understand that shit either. Like, it's just a photographer. It's not no a science police. What'd you call those guys?
Science cops, or I don't know, investigators.
Skeptic pseudoscience police.
Yeah, nah, nah, he just he's a man to take pictures, bro. Like, I just like pictures. That's all I do. Cause they invited me here, just like the other guys. Like, I just got invited here. Don't come at me.
What else we got?
That's a good picture, though. That was a damn good picture.
That was a good picture.
Caught her right in the moment.
Yeah. What else we got?
Let's see. Oh yeah, Judy.
What we got for Judy?
Hey, tell me a story.
All right, health for message from Schwern. Oh yeah, we're gonna allow that.
What happened? Somebody got a message?
Yeah, some stuff that they thought was like illegal or something.
Oh, I see it. Let's see. I do have a story about a comment that's supposed to be... Oh, yeah. Did you hear about this thing called the devil comment?
Double or devil?
Devil. Sorry, this bridge is making it hard to talk. The devil comment?
Devil. Like with the pitchfork.
Yeah, with the pitchfork. D-E-V-I-L.
Okay.
Devil comet, yeah, it's supposed to be this big-ass comet that's supposed to be flying past Earth soon. And actually, it flies past Earth every 70 years. So I think last time it flew past Earth was like fucking World War II or some shit. Like, damn. That's the last time this comet's been around.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. But it flies past Earth every 70 years now. Mind you, it's not flying past super close. They actually say that the comet is actually, the sun is actually closer to us than the comet itself. So I was kind of... kind of weird why they would hype it up so much when it's not even that close. It's kind of just, it's just space, you know, just out there. But I think what's interesting about it is that when it flies too close to the sun, it actually allows shit. So you'll be able to see it out, I guess, like in space if on a clear night, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, I was interested in the story only because it was called a double comet. It's nothing special about it, to be honest. This is the name the scientists gave it. Says it will pass Earth. Actually says the comet is not usually visible, but that could change next year when a total solar eclipse occurs on April 8th, 2024, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. I did not realize we had a solar eclipse coming up either, but yeah, it's just going to be flying through. So flying on a solar eclipse, we'll probably definitely see it. Sounds scary too, so.
Dude, that sounds very scary.
Because solar eclipse is already horrifying me already. That last one we had in Georgia, that was kind of, yeah.
I don't mean to go like into politics and or anything, but what do you think what's going on right now with the whole Israel and Palestine situation?
Oh man!
Put him on the spot. Put Bob Ross on the spot.
Let's go. It's time to make some real art. I think it's a horrible situation. It's fucked up. Israel needs to lay off the Palestinians. That attack that Hamas did was fucking crazy. It was horrible. It was tragic. But at the same time, I think a lot of people need to realize too, instead of like looking at Hamas, because people who aren't familiar with a lot of stuff, because I'm not even an expert on this shit. This is just stuff I was just kind of just kept up over time.
Mm-hmm.
But Hamas is like the acting government of the Palestinians. The Palestinians, like, this is the story. Because I always heard about this beef between the Palestinians and Israel's, especially growing up in a black community. A lot of black folks always push like anti-Israel stuff and say like, hey, free Palestine. You hear like hip-hop songs, all this other stuff, like free Palestine, because Israel's kind of like basically being a bully. For a lot of people don't really understand the situation that well about Israel and Palestine. Imagine right now in your household, Billy Waters and Judy.
Right.
Some Native Americans kicking your door, shoot your dog, shoot your girl, and drag you out of the house and beat you up.
Holy shit. I don't like
and you
that.
Get dragged out of your house, you see it happening to your neighbors too. Holy but it's, all, shit. It's only Native Americans doing this.
Jesus Christ.
Basically, it's like this. Israel moved to Palestine and then took over their land after they invited them in there after World War II, because a lot of the Israelis are from... A lot of Israelis are like Jewish, and those Jewish people escaped the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, they had no place to go. They was like, we're leaving Germany. We're getting away from these crazy-ass Nazis. And so when he went to the Middle East to go back to the Holy Land, Palestinians opened up their arms and brought them in, like, hey, come to us, you know, we're brothers, da-da-da. Right. And the Jewish folks kind of stabbed them in the back and basically took over the whole land and shoved them into, like, this one little tiny area. So they all stuck in this little area. But basically, like I'm saying, like, so to get a better understanding of it, think of it as, like, say, if Native Americans all of a sudden start just killing Americans and doing terrorist attacks against America because we took their land. And they're just, like, just killing Americans indiscriminately just because America took over the land. So, like, America started putting, like, military troops and started controlling reservations, controlling all their water, controlling their electricity, all that shit. And say, like, Native Americans got sick of it and just started attacking America. That's basically what happened is Palestine and Israel. The land got taken over by the Israelites, or I don't know what the hell you want to refer them to. Anyways, their land, they invited them to their land, they took over, and they got pushed into, like, it was, like, 2 million, like, Palestinians are mushed down into, like, a 25-mile radius. The Gaza Strip, that's where they all live. And their whole lives, like, just to get, like, a couple miles in the Gaza Strip takes, like, 3 hours because there's so many military checkpoints that Israel has set up. They control their water, their food, they control everything. And these people are like, bro, this is our land. You took it from us. And now they're fighting back. The issue with the situation is America and the whole Western world, a.k.a. white people, have sided with Israel on this. They're perfectly fine with them wiping these people out, and it's not cool. So I was like, I think it sucks on both sides because Israel's government is fucking horrible, and I don't think the people should be held accountable for how the government's actions. Because the people just live there. The government is a whole different entity, but the same thing goes with Hamas doing an attack. Hamas is the acting government of the Palestinians of the Gaza Strip, and because they did the terrorist attack, Israel sees it fit to wipe them all out. And so,
Hamas is like considered like the ultimate terrorist people.
They're acting government of the Palestinians. Now, the rest of the world may classify them as terrorists, but at the end of the day, they still act as government officials. Though that's like saying America's a terrorist group because of how America takes over.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Like, you know, but that's just their government, and their government was sick of like, hey, you guys, y'all, we opened our arms to you and you abused us and you took our land and all this other stuff. And so they did a terrorist attack and they was coming down like on parachutes and shit and concerts and shooting people like fucking crazy. But this is attacked by the Hamas government. And now because of the actions of this government, Hamas, Israel's like, yo, we're going to kill everybody. Like they've had politicians in Israel say straight up that they're going to push them back 3 generations. They didn't go kill all the kids. They're killing everybody. They wipe all the kids and women. And so a lot of the rest of the world is starting to say like, yeah, so the rest of the world is starting to say right now, like, hey, Israel, time out, chill. You can kill these people, but let's try to understand why y'all got to this place in the first place. Y'all did take their land and this, that, and the third. So while the rest of the world may see Palestine or Hamas as like the bad guys, if you understand the whole story, it's more like, holy shit, like these people are kind of like at their wit's end with like, that's like squeezing 25 million, that's like squeezing 2 million people in like, into like Clayton County or some shit out in Georgia. Like that's a lot of people in one square space. And so it's people living on top of people. And that land is like not even theirs anymore. And basically they're really going to kill every last one of them. So it's sad because right now in real time, we're witnessing, to me, in my eyes, like this is like the biggest atrocity humanity has ever committed in our lifetime. Because we're about to see an extinction of a group of people.
Would it be considered like a genocide?
This is a straight genocide. They're going to push them to extinction. They're going to wipe out an ethnic group. Because basically, it's like Palestinians, I'm assuming like primarily like Muslim. But we'll witness like an extinction of, like, we're going to witness an extinction of like an entire ethnic group of area that America is complicit in, and so is the rest of Europe. Because America backs Israel. They fund them.
What's the reason behind that, though?
Thursday, I don't even show. Even I try to do research about it and try to read like why is America in on it. And it's been like since, was it Truman, I want to say? I can't remember what president was at my time, but my brain's drawn like a blank. But for unknown reasons, America just started siding with Israel once the Jewish people started moving in there, and they started funding them and helping them build up all the stuff, take over that land. Even the Iron Dome they got going on, America helped fund that shit. That's like the most impenetrable defense system on the planet right now. But Hamas is able to figure out how to
defend. You know what's crazy? I think you said Israel like too many times, and then we like drop viewers.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. this is
Bobby Lee say? You know what Bobby Lee say?
What do you say?
Watch what you say.
It is true.
Watch what.
But you say. That's just the reality situation. I think all around it's a shitty situation.
I'm just playing. We never got viewers anyway. Let me take a leak. Be right back. All right, about to get started.
Yeah, we just got to make refill real quick.
We had like another trick or treater.
Man, they coming in, man.
Yo, like this trick or treater though. The last one that came, he had a fucking rocket on his back.
What was he? Who was he?
I don't shit. I don't know. I don't know what country he represent, but he had a rocket on his back.
So what country he represent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some kind of space program?
Yeah, it's not Tesla. Hey. I don't know. Maybe NK. I don't know.
Hey.
NK J-Pan. I don't know, dude. AK, but he had a big rocket on his back.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Okay, about to get my beer.
Y'all are 2 hours ahead of me, man. It throws me off. I'm like, damn. So I keep thinking, like, the trick or treating right now? I'm like, oh, it's 5:30 here.
Oh, it's 5:30 over there? Holy shit.
Do you do daylight savings over there? Because I know Arizona does it. Do you?
Did we? I think we did have, I think we did have daylight savings out here. Yeah, because I know Arizona and, like, what is it, Hawaii? And I don't know. It's like some people kind of figured it out, and everybody else hasn't yet. Like, they need to get rid of that shit.
Speaking of daylight savings, I think Judy has a story she wants to tell us.
No.
About daylight savings?
Like a goal story, right?
Please,
Judy. Judy, you got a whole... She has a goal story that she told me. You know the dude, Nan? Hanging out with Vince and stuff?
Yeah, I know he is.
She has a ghost story with him.
Come on, please.
It's not a ghost story. That's my cousin.
That's her cousin. It's so crazy, right?
Damn.
Okay. Okay, let's get this ghost story.
No.
We're just gonna relax here. Let Judy tell this ghost story.
What year? Was this recent?
No.
No, it's an old ghost story.
Oh, those are the best ones.
Run it. Make up anything. Make it sound more crazy than it is.
I can't make up stuff. Anyways.
Okay, here we go. Okay, let's go.
My cousin Nan lives in the house. And apparently it was haunted. He, like, would put this bear out. He was like, yo, watch this bear. This bear will move. I'm like, no, you're crazy. This bear doesn't move. So we'd be in his room with the bear and a black light. Thanks.
There we go.
Oh, I needed that.
There we go. Sounds better.
I don't think I need it.
Got you, Richard.
Anyways, yes.
You're welcome.
The bear would be there and he's like, just watch it. It'd just be a bear and this black light. So okay. We're watching it.
Hold on. So this is your cousin's house, right? And your cousin is telling you about this room in his house that is haunted.
It's his bedroom.
In his bedroom. Okay. So this is the whole story. Her cousin has like a room in the house that's haunted in quotations.
His whole house is haunted.
Okay. His whole house is haunted. Mm. And Judy, she was there. And then Nan, which is her cousin. We know this dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We're back.
This is what happened when you get interns off Craigslist. Okay, so Nan, he has a house, he has a haunted room, or the whole house is haunted, period. And you were there, and then he told you, like, hey, let me show you some shit.
Yeah, well, he would make us watch the bear, like, for minutes. And I'm just, like, watching
wait,
him.
Wait,
like,
what bear? You gotta tell from the beginning. I don't know, like, the bear. Happened?
Like, it was Nan's bear. He was like, this is the bear. He will move. Just watch him.
So, your cousin would tell you that this bear was in his room, right? And he would tell you to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he would tell you.
No, not just me, everybody. He was like, watch this bear. He's gonna fucking move.
Okay.
It was like a bear statue?
No, it's like a fluffy bear, like anybody's bear. Like,
oh, like a teddy bear. Okay,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Like a teddy bear. Like, hey, let's watch this.
Okay,
Judy, let's watch this.
No, it wasn't just me. Everybody, like my other cousins, we would just like be in his room. We're watching this bear, and he's like, just watch it. It's gonna move.
So we're just move.
Watching it. I never saw it move, but. That house is haunted.
Long story short.
Yeah.
Because, like, I spent the night and I was like, I need to go to the restroom. So I like, get up. I'm like, oh, I got to the restroom. It's a long hallway. I'm like sleeping in the living room. And then all of a sudden I see this lady.
A lady.
She's dressed in a red dress.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, oh, that's weird. We're in a house. Anyways. So I follow her and all of a sudden she's gone. Lady in a red dress.
Wait, so you're saying you saw a lady in a red dress. You start to follow her, and then she disappears. And this is in Nan's house, right?
Yeah, just a regular house.
So, okay, so you follow a lady in this house. Followed her, and then she disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so what happens after that?
I just go to the restroom.
And that's it? That's the story?
Yeah, for that one, yeah, just go to the restroom and stuff.
You didn't get scared?
When I told everybody, I was like, yo, did anybody see, like, this lady in a red dress? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? No, why would there be a lady in a red dress? And I'm like, I don't know. She took me to the bathroom, though.
they're like, stop. Judy, stop. We didn't see nobody with a red dress.
So Judy was
chill
like,
your balls.
So Judy was like, oh man, this bear shit's boring. I'm going to bathroom. Oh shit, who's this lady in a red dress in the next room? This bear shit's whack.
Basically.
Oh, his house is definitely haunted. Because like he just has an attic part. No, he has a basement. That was really creepy. I never wanted to go in the basement.
Yo, tell us about the basement.
It's just creepy. You get the vibes of like chills and stuff. It's just a basement and there's like a bar down there. They wanted to make it like a really cool place, but it's just super creepy.
A bar? Sign me up.
Yeah, like a bar, right?
There's like mirrors everywhere.
Ain't no more. I'm on my way.
And a bar? No. The mirrors just creep you out because you basically see your own reflection,
Oh, so it was like a bar type. Setup with the mirror. Kind of like that setup though.
Yeah. And now, like his house, he has like plants everywhere, almost like a shrine. It looks super wild, but I think that's my aunt's taste. No offense to her, it's just kind of creepy.
It is creepy. You guys want to hear another real story?
Let's do it.
All right. So my niece, right? Oh, we got new trick or treaters. But my niece. From Cambodia. Okay, let me tell you the whole story. Yeah. My brother, he's like maybe 10 years older than me. He went to Cambodia to get married to like a girl he never even met before, right? He got her pregnant in Cambodia. I hope he never listened to this podcast.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was like.
And I hope that nobody listened to this podcast and tell them the story that I said it.
Peekaboo said Fat Man House.
Yeah, because I feel like I shouldn't be telling the story. But I'm going to tell it anyway.
You do it, man. Put the foot in the gas.
I'm going to tell it anyway. Okay, so, all right, so he went out there, right? He knocked up girl. Oh, I told it so bad. Fuck.
He fell in love and had a child with.
Okay, so he got married with the girl in Cambodia, and then he had a child with her, right? And she, like, he had the child with her, like, in Cambodia, and the baby was born in Cambodia, right? So then she came here to America, her and her daughter. Her daughter was still super young, right? Her daughter. When I first saw her daughter, she was so scared of me, dude. Like, super scared of me. When I just, like, put a finger on her head, she would freak out. She'd fucking cry, and I didn't mean to cuss. But she would cry, and then it almost seems like I was like demonic or something, because how she was reacting is like I was like acid, like I touch her, it's like, oh, she's burning. And now, like, what the fuck? Like, am I bad for you? Like, what's going on? So I was like, what's wrong with your daughter? Like, why she's freaking out every time I touch her? I'm just trying to play with her. You know, I'm doing like, hey, this is your uncle. And then she's like, holy shit, you're the devil. It's like that. She didn't say it like that. But,
damn devil.
Dude, it got to the point where I was like, dude, I was like, this kid, something is wrong with this kid. I hope Fatman don't listen to the story. But I was like, dude, something wrong with this kid, right? So then one night, out of all these nights, right, my brother, he sends me this picture of like what his daughter took, like on a cell phone, like a selfie. The daughter took a selfie, right? And it was like a one of those selfies where you take a selfie and it's like a bunch of images, like you taking a selfie. What you call that? Judy, what do you call that?
With the images within a selfie?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of images taken within a selfie. Right,
like stickers, I guess, or I don't know what you want to call them.
It's like a shutter or some shutter shit.
Okay.
Yeah, multi shutter. See, Peekaboo, he's on his shit. But
thanks, bro.
Multi shutter.
Oh. Okay, so like, long story short, right? I got like, a lot of the photos that was taken, like within that footage, right? Like they took like a snapshot, but it wasn't a snapshot. It was like a shutter shot, right? The crazy thing about that whole shit. If you review like the whole shutter shots, you see the whole shutter shot like choo, 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 choo. And then one frame is a fucking frame with Ruby and a ghost face in one frame. All right? And then the other frame like choo, 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 nothing. This is what people don't know about this, like this image. Like I'm about to show you. Oh, okay. Okay, this is the photo.
Bam, in your face.
Thank you, intern. But, okay, this is the photo. This is, like, my niece. This is the photo of my niece and then what we saw behind her.
Yes.
And, oh my God. Let's take the white girl out here.
Oh.
All right. I'm so sorry, audio listeners. Intern first day. But, yeah, that photo of Ruby. One more time. Let me show the photo of Ruby. Okay, this is Ruby. This is my niece. This is real life. Real life. This is the image behind her. Tell me if that's fake or not. Like, this is coming from me. Like, it's not nothing that's Photoshop.
Hell no.
Yeah, this is not Photoshop at all. Like, this is like legit. We caught something, and then we got it. We got it on tape. Oh, yeah. And then that's why I was wondering. I was like, okay, like, do people think like stuff like this is fake? And of course,
I remember we went on an investigation about it too. We were trying to crack the case.
Yeah, like we were actually trying to like debunk that whole shit like in the house too. I remember that.
Yeah, we're trying to look like, where was she at when she took the picture? That's, we was like, what's the location of this? That's what we're trying to find.
Right, and it was actually in like the kitchen, dining room.
Oh, the dining room, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, let's try to fake this image. But that's damn, right. that's a real image.
I remember when I first saw it.
And we're not getting paid for that. That was a real image.
And that's a real kid too.
That's a real kid too. We know that really kid. Yeah. That's the crazy thing about the whole shit.
I think to get the point across, how what you sold me, how believable it was that tell me something. I can't remember. It was about either with like Fat Man or something. Whatever the case was, it was like nobody had the background experience to even do shit like that.
Yeah, I was saying that too. I was like, dude, why would they waste their time to make like a fake image like that?
And he's like, and nobody don't know how to do it in that household, so.
Right, like, they're like hardworking people, and I was like, I don't think they would do anything like that.
That shit.
Especially with their one daughter.
Yeah. Ain't got time for that. How old is she now? Like,
Dude, she's like an adult, dude.
Damn, does she remember that?
She might have a credit card number.
Social security number and shit.
Yeah, like, she's like an adult. I can't say nothing. I want to say, like, hey, remember that one time you saw that ghost? She's like, nah, dog, slap. I don't want to get slapped.
You remember taking those pictures? Like, nah.
Nah, slap.
Yeah, I would ask her. That?
What, hey, what else we got? What is Halloween special?
I got nothing else. Like, that's it. I got, like, two alien-type stories and...
Run it. Because I got, I got, like, a Nazi story. I don't know if you guys want to hear it.
Oh, no. Actually, do your Nazi story. I already did my stories already. I'm good.
All right, so there's, like, this coin that came out, right? A coin. That on the coin that was printed on that coin was, like, 19... excuse me. On that coin... was printed on the date 2039 on a swastika coin. So the whole symbol, the swastika symbol, and everything.
Yeah. So where was the coin found at?
In Germany.
In Germany for 2039.
I'm gonna bite my lip, but in Germany. Yeah. So there's like this mysterious coin that showed up, right? Dated 2039 and had all the like notes that it was made by Germany and stuff. And then it had like I wish I had the pictures, man.
Nazis, a Nazi coin. So wait, I already got a theory. So
yo, Swiss screen.
I already got a theory that so what like the Nazis somehow by 2039 they come back enough to have they come back in a big way because they have a fucking coin. So that means they're producing it, mass producing coins. So a time traveler Nazi of 2039 dropped some change.
Yeah, what's crazy is like it's like a silver coin, right? It's silver coin, but it was like dated like when it was printed on that coin, it was printed 2039, which is like okay. Somebody's living in the future. This coin Nazis is printed in like 2039.
I'm like, the Nazis won? Some more?
I mean, like, did they? Or like, what? Like, are we living in like a reality where nothing even makes no sense anymore?
I already said this. I already think the Nazis won World War II. We didn't beat them.
I thought I died two times already.
Is that what they died two times?
Yeah, I thought I died twice.
Two times.
Yeah.
Oh man, I think they're not. I think. Yeah, I have Nazi a theory. What?
No. Go ahead.
Sorry, this hair keeps getting in my mouth. This is. I'm like struggling. No. I always had this theory that even though like World War II, the Nazis lost World War II, I don't see this like Nazi losing World War II. I see this Germany losing World War II. And the Nazis still kept going on. It's like that's just an ideology. So, the fact that there's a coin from 2039 makes me think that they came back in a big way. They're making coins. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. Or it could be like a parallel reality, right?
Okay, but that too. A different timeline where the Nazis just never lost. Like they really, really won.
Like where they really won.
Like really, really won. Like they won World War II. And now they got like mass producing the coins. Like this game called like Castle Wolfenstein deals with that. Like the alternate reality if the Nazis won World War II, this is the way the world would look. And they basically take over America and implement their type of lifestyle on Americans. It's crazy. Good game though. But yeah, that's what I'd be thinking of for like alternate timelines of Nazis.
Yeah, it is crazy. Let me take one more break and I got one more story for you guys.
All right.
And we're back.
Yo.
Cheers.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Let me see the other camera angle.
Cheers. Wait, which one?
New intern. She don't know.
Which one?
You, dude.
Happy Halloween, gang.
Dude, happy Halloween. You guys got like trick-or-treaters?
I don't know. Are we getting trick-or-treaters yet? Babe, are we getting trick-or-treaters yet?
Yo, tell her, like, I fucking love that background. That was so sick, dude.
What?
Tell Melissa I love that background. She killed it.
Yes, she said thank you.
I love it. That's so fucking crazy.
You know me. I would have kept my Ravens flag up. I would have just done it like
that. Yeah, I was like, holy shit. I was like, Chris is doing too much right now.
She did it for us.
But it's good. I like it, dude. It's so sick. Because you wouldn't even know, right? You get the afro, the beard. But then you see the palette in the back.
Holy shit. That's what makes it click.
Holy shit. That is. Dude, Tenendo in the chat. It's like, what are you going to do, brother, when Tenendo puts a Halloween on you? Else is like, oh. Dude, are you cussing in the chat, Tenendo, man? Keep it clean. Yeah, keep it clean. Yeah, because we don't know what you're talking about. All right. Next story. All right, so we're like... Right, next story. One out of five people in the UK insist that the house is haunted.
Uh-oh.
Is that crazy? One out of five people in the UK thinks their house is haunted.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, dude. That's
a lot of people.
Yeah, so they had like this poll like on based on like 2,000 Brits, right? Like whatever five people they respond like hey we're dealing with like some presence that's happening. So if you think about it, like the people in the UK, like their paranormal activity is like on the rise right now. It's like they deal with like a lot of bullshit. Maybe like they don't like report it. But I think like a lot of people now, they're reporting like a lot of the shit that's happening. And they're like, hey, like, yeah, we're dealing with a lot of like bullshit that we can't even understand. We don't know what's going on. And I think that's like fair, like for those people.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the UK, I mean, that whole area is like America is still young. Like, because I believe like, I always believe like the supernatural and stuff would exist even stronger in like more in the world outside of America, because America itself is still like young, like was it like 20, 45 years old or something. Still, America's still young compared to like everything else out in the world, like and UK, the London area, and England and all that stuff way older than America. So I would believe like older stuff like that would have like stronger like, you know, supernatural presence out there.
All right.
At least that's what I think. I don't know.
What Tenendo said? Judy, what Tenendo said?
You ain't Hulk?
Oh, who think you Hulk Hogan?
Who?
What?
Who's Hulk Hogan?
Who? The rest? What Tenendo say?
He says, you ain't Hulk? H-U-L-K.
I'm confused. Like, I don't want to keep combing my hair, but I'm confused.
The wrestler, yeah, Hulk Hogan.
The wrestler.
Oh, Hulk, the green dude, right?
No, the white dude, like the.
No, the wrestler, Hulk Hogan.
But no one here looks like Hulk Hogan.
No, I see what he's saying though. Cause I don't know if it's like the beanie.
Probably could have been like a Hulk, right?
Yeah, I could pass off for it a little bit.
No, I'm Bobby Lee.
No, you're Bobby Lee. Straight up.
That's crazy. You caught that.
Come on, brother. Like, that's Hulk Hogan. That's
though that was good. Yeah, I probably could get passed off as Hulk.
I can kind of see it, though. Like, Hulkamania. I can see it.
Yo, Chris, you got another story?
No, that's it. I got nothing else.
I got one more story.
Okay.
I really don't want to tell this story, but I what guess it? Since it's Halloween, I just have to tell the story. Why are you looking at me like that? See, like Judy looking at me like, oh shit, you're going to tell something disgusting.
Do you know the story, Judy?
I don't know where he's going with this.
Oh. Okay, so like the story, right? I got like sleep paralysis, right? I couldn't move. I'm paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Hence, like, sleep paralysis. So, like, I'm paralyzed. And I saw, like an entity. I guess I'm just going to call him an entity. Right, so the dude had, like, a baseball bat, right? The dude had a baseball bat. And he was like, I'm going to take this baseball bat and I'm going to put it inside you.
What? Okay, I'm with you.
Should I feel like I should continue? Should I continue? Intern, should I tell the story?
Si, senor.
Oh, you didn't got this far.
Oh my god. Okay, so
let's go with it. Take it easy.
So I like yeah, take it easy. You're right. So I was sleeping, right? And I felt like this entity was like, hey, I'm going to put it in you, right? So, I can't believe I'm telling this story. But, like, he took, like, this big-ass baseball bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did one of these.
He scooped it in?
he shoved it in. Right?
Wait, the small end or the big end?
The big end.
Oh.
And then I started questioning a lot of stuff, right? I was like, holy shit, like, is he, this is a dream, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. He's putting it in. And then I was like, holy shit, it hurts. I was like, it's not going to go in. And the stupid shit that I said was like, I was like, I'm too tight. You cannot go in. I'm too tight. Right? And this motherfucker, he tries to ram it in. And this is a dream, by the way. Guys, this is still a dream. It's not real life. And the dude was trying to take, he was trying to take it in. I was like, butangana. Like, I was like, this shit is not. No. It's not happening. I'm too tight. I was like, stop. But the whole shit was crazy about this whole experience when I felt that, right? This is like a whole experience. Like, it was a whole experience. I was never going to tell nobody, but I was like, man, fuck it. What is this, like our fourth Halloween episode?
I think so.
Yeah, so like,
so how long ago was this?
Probably like a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and, okay, so the story is like, he tried to put it in me, right? Mm-hmm. And it hurt. It was painful. It was so painful. I was like, dude, it felt like somebody was putting like a lit up candle, right? The candle was lit up. And I was like, ow. The candle was on fire. I was like, it hurts. Oh my God, dude. But, he put a baseball bat with a candle lit up through my ass. That's hard to say.
I get it. I was like,
It's hard to Judy listen to. Is here. Horrible. She's hurt. She's hearing this whole shit
for the first time.
She never heard the story, so I don't know. I might be single tomorrow.
Is it to be continued?
So Judy sure heard the whole story. She never heard this story before.
I mean, it was a dream.
It was a dream.
I've had dreams where attempts have been made on my certain parts of my body, but I usually pull the plug like the Matrix. I pull out that shit.
Yo, the crazy thing about the whole shit.
You gonna take me?
Like you hurt. Like I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it here right now, dude. My ass did hurt. Like it was burning. My ass was burning, and I don't know what the fuck Judy is doing with her hands. She's probably on a ball right now. But dude,
and that was the last time was that the last time ever?
With tongue, you know? Yeah.
I mean, so you survived. Shit. It was a dream. It was a nightmare. It was wild. Happen. I've had nightmares where I've had my teeth kicked out and I felt every tooth fall out. So, I mean, you know, I'm waking up with my mouth sore. I'm like, oh man, that was like in another reality. Like,
Somebody
stomped me out.
See that? Yeah. That's a real friend. Chris is the realest friend ever.
Chris
is the realest friend ever. Come on.
Judge free zone, man. I don't know.
Dude,
I get it.
I love it. Dude, I love you, man. Hug.
Love you too, man.
Let's get a hug in.
Halloween hug.
There it is. And we got the clap. Judy got the clap. But yeah, that is a wild story, dude. Like, I literally got raped, like, in the other realm. Because I felt it. I was like, too tight. I'm too tight.
Senpai, it won't fit.
Yeah, it's not going to fit. It was like a baseball bat. That shit was crazy.
The big end, too. Not even the little end.
Excuse me.
That's fucking horrifying.
What else we got? Judy, you got another story?
No.
Just like, I'm good.
Judy got stories. Come on.
I think I've had my full of baseball bat stories.
I guess we're good for the night then.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
That's all I got.
Judy, thank you for sharing your story with us earlier. I really do appreciate that. You should tell more stories.
Okay.
About that. Baby steps, we got this. We got this. We a team now.
I think like after this, like, cause they wanted to edit this clip right after we do the podcast, cause of, you know, the Bobby Lee shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We might get a new audience.
Maybe we'll see.
I don't know. We're small people.
I should on TikTok be alright though. Got a little cult. People will be arguing in the comments and shit.
Yeah.
That's the sound of a fan base.
Yeah. Alright guys, thank you guys for joining us for this episode of the Media Hijack episode 159.
Yeah.
Peace out. Adios. We'll catch you guys later.
Hey guys.